If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions presented by Riverland Roofing. I'm Billy Embody, Ben Garrett in the Riverland Roofing studio. Buddy, what a weekend Ole Miss had.
What an epic day on Sunday, epic weekend. This is exactly, Ole Miss fan, times that you've been praying for, to quote Meek Mill. This is it right here. Ole Miss, both basketball teams are in the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Baseball bounces back from a disappointing series loss after getting the first win over Arkansas, number three Arkansas at the time, rival Arkansas, losing the next two. The second game wasn't competitive, turns around in a tough place to sweep, which Missouri is one of the worst teams in the SEC, or at least record-wise. Still, a capable enough team, and Missouri is a tough place for baseball teams to play, especially sweep, and Ole Miss goes in there and sweeps exactly as it needed to do to get back in the race, as Mike Bianco said. Not to mention commitments, huge visitor weekend on Saturday, but I want to give, again, some flowers to both the basketball team. Number one, Ole Miss had been to the NCAA tournament Sweet 16. Or no, to the NCAA tournament, just once in 25 years since 2007, before Yolette McPhee McEwen came in, and look what she's done. Two Sweet 16s in the last 3 years, different times. Also different times, of course, for Ole Miss men's basketball. Chris Beard, in the last seven NCAA tournaments, has taken Texas Tech to the Elite Eight and the national title game, and now Ole Miss to the Sweet 16 to match the single greatest accomplishment in program history, one single Sweet 16 appearance, and now Ole Miss is back. This is what you hired Chris Beard to do, and he's done it in year two. The 91 points by Ole Miss, the most scored in a win by a sixth seed over a higher seed since 2000, when UCLA beat Maryland 105-70 in the round of 32. Even more notes, Ole Miss hadn't made the Sweet 16 since 2001 until Chris Beard arrived. Ole Miss just reached 24 wins for the first time since 2010. Chris Beard has Ole Miss humming in a way that's historic and really excites you for what Ole Miss could do in Atlanta starting this weekend in the Sweet 16. It's exciting, man. And of course, like we said, the recruiting piece, not just basketball, portal is already opened up Monday. It's here, it's opened, and I already know some targets. But football, Tristan Keyes was back on campus. As we've been reporting here on Talk of Champions, Billy had been reporting here on Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and Fleet of One on Three. Sign up for $1. He committed last Tuesday, Wednesday to LSU. We have a whole show about it. And we said, but wait, he's supposed to come into town, and he showed up. What an incredible weekend. And if you're not a part of the Ole Miss Spirit, friends, you're missing out. Yep. OleMissSpirit.com and Fleet of One on Three. I, for one, can't get enough. This is something that, I mean, I wrote it on Twitter last night. I mean, Bryce Drew made me cry in front of the entire room, including my dad, my hardened Ole Miss, hearted of a dad. And I sobbed. So we all have kind of, in our own way, prayed for times like these where Ole Miss not only punches its ticket to the Sweet 16, Bill, but absolutely kicks the door down, making Tim Doyle, who I still don't understand.
I don't understand why you had to go that route, you know?
Or why there's been such a fuss about a dude who's got 12,000 followers and he's just like on, he's like 12th on the call sheet for CBS. Why are we worried about this? It doesn't matter. Whatever you need, if that helped contribute to pull the best out of Ole Miss, the shooting percentages, which has held them back all year, have been impressive for where they're at on the stage they're on, the NCAA tournament. And if you're a current Ole Miss senior, friend,
enjoy it.
Friend, I envy the life you have lived, the sports life you have lived over your Ole Miss career. 3 10-plus win Ole Miss football seasons, a baseball national title, a Sweet 16 run, and we still don't know where it ends, right? Yeah. This is just, they've done that already, not to mention baseball, again, looks like it's gotten off the schneid. As someone who came to Ole Miss after Eli led Ole Miss to its first ever 10-win season and immediately got Ethan Flatt losing to Wyoming, let me just tell you, friend, you are a charmed Ole Miss fan if you're a senior right now. You do not take these years for granted, friend, because a lot of other people, like your friendly neighborhood Ginger Shrek in the Riverland Roofing Studios, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Man, I'm so thankful for Billy Landis and them at Riverland even more today because, buddy, they signed on when it wasn't like this. And now everything is clicking, everything is humming, and Ole Miss senior that has been sitting through this, understand that you have to show up for the rest of us no matter where it is because, oh, man, this is just something that we're not used to seeing. Truly the golden age of the modern era for Ole Miss sports. So what an epic day. What an epic rant to start, but I can't wipe the shit-eating grin off my face. Already said a four-letter word, Bill, because I'm excited. God is good. The Rebels are winning. You know, it's a great time. It's a great time and excited to be sitting here for Talk of Champions with Bill on a Monday. This is what I was looking forward to. I, of course, wanted to watch the games and wanted to cover the games, and we've got all that coverage on the Ole Miss Spirit. But a Monday where we could just take a moment to reflect and appreciate what just happened. Oh, man. Like I really feared that it would be the other way, that we'd be coming here going, well, it was a great run for your Rebels, but no, they kicked the dang door down. And baseball, again, cannot discount how big of a sweep that was. They had to get a sweep, and that's exactly what they did, not to mention recruiting. What a fun time. Welcome to Talk of Champions. The Riverland Roofing Studios, the vibes are high. Over in Bill's, we'll call it Bill's cozy corner, the vibes are also high, even though it's Monday, right? We're fired up in here. It's just what an incredible weekend it was.
It really was. It was, and we kicked it off really in a way with, you know, Ole Miss baseball getting the win on Friday. You know, Ole Miss basketball teams advancing. That was nice, but you just didn't know how Sunday was going to go. And of course, Friday night we were texting late, and I usually don't bother you with the basketball because I know you're on edge. So I don't want to text you and be the reason why they lose. That's why I leave you alone during the games.
Sure. But
we were texting late Friday night, and Tristan Keys popped in, and we got it confirmed. And that was a huge deal for Ole Miss to get the five-star wide receiver who's just committed to LSU. I mean, the commitment tweet, if it was in pen, it wouldn't be dry yet. But the five-star wide receiver, number one wide receiver in the country, out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, who did commit to LSU last week, did in fact land at Ole Miss to watch practice on Saturday, but he got in Friday night, and it was a star-studded visitor weekend for the Rebels. They had a lot of blue-chip prospects. They had a couple of other flip targets on campus as well, and we've got some reactions that are up on the site right now, and I'm going to have a big kind of not war room because we're going to save the war room for later in the week, but another big picture piece on the recruiting takeaways from this weekend because there was a lot, and notably Tristan Keys getting to Oxford was important. And this is where you know, somebody on the board, great question. How'd the visit go? And one of our subscribers wanted to know, of course, five-star wide receiver, number one player in Mississippi. This is a long game recruitment, as we said last week when he committed. It's not one where you're going to be sitting there saying, okay, all right, why didn't he flip or whatnot? You know, this is a player that is going to take his time in his recruitment. He's one of the top wide receivers in the country. He's already committed to LSU now, so they're playing from ahead in this one. And they've got a lot of reasons to feel confident that they can hang on to him. But that's why recruiting is all the way through December for most kids now and you know, through National Signing Day for some. But Tristan Keys, this is a long game recruitment. I don't think he popped into Oxford and all of a sudden is going to flip. I don't think he's going to all of a sudden decommit. I do expect him to take other visits and official visits later this year. It's just kind of natural. I mean, we said it last week, and whether he signs with LSU or not, at the end of the day, committing this early and then taking more visits just gives you more leverage for a better NIL situation, a better rev share situation. And as you do that, and as you take more visits, you nowadays, I mean, behind the scenes, I don't know if Tristan Keys is doing this, but gosh, you know, there are certain SEC schools that have been paying kids for years to visit. So, you know, all those things happen now. And I think as rev share goes in-house or rev share begins, you're going to see a little bit more old school approach for some of these teams because, yeah, $14 million to spend in rev share for Ole Miss football is a lot, but it's not what people spent last year. You know, there's still going to be some below the table and under the table dealings going on. So it'll be interesting to see how the visits play out for Tristan Keys. You know, does his quote unquote top group of Alabama, of Tennessee, Ole Miss, obviously, do they get official visits this summer? Do they wait and hold them until the fall? How does it play out? Tristan, I reached out to him. I texted him. I went through his email chat. You know, I went through all the different avenues to try and get in touch with him. But he's going to keep things close to the vest, I think.
He's a quiet kid.
Yeah, it's going to be a trip down to Hattiesburg or catch him at an event to get him on the record for this. So we'll just keep working all the sources and angles on this and see how it goes. But he arrived in Oxford Friday night. He was hanging out with some of the staff and getting some workouts in and things like that away from that. So just kind of hanging out in general. And then on Saturday was there for practice, got to catch it with some of the other top prospects in town. So a really good weekend on the recruiting front for Ole Miss. And it started with Tristan Keys.
It did. And this is a big, big, I look at it a couple of ways. Number one, Ole Miss hadn't been mentioned all that much, if at all, from Tristan Keys. So really, it was about the next step. No, yes, he committed. You're playing from behind, blah, 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 blah. But just follow the visits, follow the moves, follow the action, because he is a quiet kid. He's not like Caleb Cunningham, who was giving interviews to everybody, right? But Caleb was tweeting about Tristan Keys. You had Santarin Perkins tweeting about Tristan Keys. You had George McDonald, while he's on the visit, sending out a picture of the keys. I mean, not even subtle.
It's his new profile pic.
Not even remotely subtle. Lane Kiffin absolutely has prioritized Tristan Keys. But the interesting part of this, or the part that you're going to have to remember as you follow along, is Tristan is not the talker that Caleb Cunningham was. He's not the talker that most of these kids are. You heard what Bill did to try to get in touch with him. It's hard. So recognizing that he wasn't bringing Ole Miss up, that Ole Miss wasn't really a part of the conversation when Tristan Keys, when he would open his mouth, whether or not he showed, I thought was important. Right. Yeah. It's different when Caleb and Santarin and George McDonald are always all talking about him. But actions speak loud, especially for a guy who is playing things as close to the vest as he can, considering he's a five-star wide receiver, the number one prospect in Mississippi. Yes, he's trying to play it close to vest, but it's going to be hard for him the further and further out he gets from this. There's still a belief amongst Ole Miss people that it's Ole Miss's player to lose before the recruitment is out. However, you have to get some – you have to get some proof of concept to really feel some type of way about it moving forward. So to get him on campus is that proof of concept that it is, he is considering you. Maybe it isn't, you know, he didn't talk about us the last time. Well, you know, he showed up on campus. Do you get an official now? All these things. And I still believe that in the end, Ole Miss is going to secure Tristan Keyes. I do. But that's purely Ben's guess, right? Based on what I know, but I hear Ole Miss people all the time. That's all I hear.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, you know, we've seen Lane Kiffin land the top guy in Louisiana, what, the last 3 years too? So it doesn't necessarily mean anything with Tristan, but they do go all out, so to speak, for the
number one prospect in the state. It's important. Yeah, I mean, it means something to them. I don't know what it means necessarily. I just know that they say we want to be – it's part of the overall branding. It's like, if you, how can you say you are – the flagship university of the state if you can't always be the assumed person to our team to land your best player in your state? Because, again, LSU always is going to be the favorite for the Louisiana kid, the number one Louisiana kid. Alabama's always going to be the favorite for the number one Alabama kid. Ole Miss believes that, you know, it needs to be that for Mississippi as far as what their program, you know, vision is for the whole thing. So yeah. it was critical that he got on campus. It was a huge development, and it wasn't the only one, because they had been having a pretty, not underwhelming, but it was barren. It was a barren commitment list, and they landed a commitment as well. So all the pieces, Ole Miss is a little bit more slow moving with like public commitments and stuff too in this portal era, yeah. Right? They're not going to go, hey, we'll pay you to visit, or we'll pay you to commit because we're trying to build out the class. You know, they're not doing that. So if you're wondering, why don't they have any commitments? They're not playing those kind of games. They're not. But I mean, when Ole Miss tells you what it will offer you, it is fair, means what it says what it means. It's either for you or it's not. So the question was Ole Miss really breaking through it all with Tristan Keyes? And the evidence from this weekend is obvious that yes, they are, even though publicly he had just not really mentioned him at all. So now it's full speed ahead. Nothing's really changed to me now, right? I mean, I know he's committed to LSU. They're playing from behind, but man, commitments aren't worth the paper they're written on in 2025.
Yeah.
Show me what you're doing. And Tristan Keyes showed up at Ole Miss a couple of days afterwards. He's got friends on this roster. He's Mississippi's top recruit. Ole Miss will be a factor, a major, major factor, no matter what happens from here on out, all the way until he officially signs on with someone. So big to have him on campus, and big to get a commitment in the boat for a class that, you know, needs some juice, Bill.
They got it in their commitment out of Alabama. And it's funny.
Pike Road.
I'm new here still. But when people started just rolling the Pike Road, no, like, yep. You see all the memes and GIFs and everything. But hey, new era, new time of Ole Miss. Maybe this one sticks all the way through.
When Sean was from Pike Road, Lane was sitting in those bleachers, you know, by himself watching him. And now Jamichael Jones coming from the same place as one Quinshon Judkins. Hey, just showed you, you know, he's not a top end high, like, according to On3, he's a 3-star, right? Right. This is essentially Quinshon Judkins' profile. This is what it was.
Yeah, I mean, 3-star, not, you know, not really talked about in terms of rankings, but his group of schools mm-hmm. that he's visited, that he's been to, that he's seen, really, really impressive. And Ole Miss has hosted him multiple times. And I guess he goes by Mike. He's not Jamichael, because of course on Instagram he's Mike Jones, and who? That leads to exactly who
Mike Jones. Who
Mike Jones?
Oh, so the marketing NIL possibilities deal. Are endless, Bill.
When he ends up being a Doak Walker Award winner in Oxford, he's gonna have to do a collab with Mike Jones for his Doak party, which actually the Doak is giving out in Dallas. So I'll help coordinate that. We had Mike Jones when I was in college at a party. So I'm raring to go. So I'll do anything to make that happen. But we can hook up a big sponsorship situation with that one. But yeah, Jamichael Jones, really, really impressive. Just highlights and what the way he runs the football, big back, and just has that. Just ready-made size to be in the college level. And now you've seen this 2 years in a row. You've seen Shekhai Mills-Knight, looks like a dude, acts like a dude, you know, seems like he's got the maturity of a guy who's been in college a few years now. And Jamichael Jones is a big back. He's a physical runner. And I think, you know, Ole Miss loves that about him, obviously. 5'10", 190, I think he could very well end up, you know, being like a 5'10", 225 guy by the time he gets into a college weight room and spends a year or two there. And his list of programs that are after him, I mean, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, so many offers out there from all over the country. And he was back in Oxford this weekend to see Ole Miss, and he committed on that visit. It was funny, like when it popped up on my feed, and our guy Hayes Fawcett is really, really good at knowing all the scoop and getting these prospects to say, hey, Hayes, hook me up with an edit here. And he tweeted it out, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right. He's completely on my list. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, I was looking at his profile before the weekend, and he had like, I don't know, five Ole Miss visits already on there. And so I was like, okay, all right, this is a big, you know, this is a big target for them. He's been in Oxford a lot, and for them to get him across the finish line, you know, right now is a good offensive punch for this class. So a nice Sunday morning appetizer for everybody who was on the Ole Miss Spirit to see that commitment roll in, and we'll have a full breakdown from our rankings team and kind of what they like about him. I think he's got great contact balance. If you're watching on YouTube, I mean, that was a pretty impressive run. A couple guys hanging at his ankles and him still finding a way to keep his feet and keep moving and pick up another 4 or 5 yards. So really like this pickup for Ole Miss.
Mike Jones from Pike Road. I mean, look at us.
Oh, there you go. That's nice. You
know, it's perfect. You know, because I'm watching the highlights with everyone else, and from the hair to the running style to the compactness of how he's kind of shaped, man, he looks just like Quinshon coming out of Pike Road. I get it now. Like the memes come to life, right? I mean, he looks a lot like Quinshon. And, you know, if Lane Kiffin and or his offensive staff hand out an offer to a running back, you know he's a dude. And the reason I say that is, like, look who all, whether they've kept him or lost them, they find running backs when they want. Like, that's the thing. I think what really got them into trouble last year is because they didn't have a high school option, right? They didn't have a guy that they developed and brought in. It was just a bunch of hired mercenary guns, and it didn't work. Because remember, when Quinshon was brought in, Zach Evans was the clear cut number one. Quinshon started making a name for himself in preseason practices in August and became the 1B to Zach Evans's 1A. And then they kind of flip-flopped because Zach got banged up. And then Quinshon rushed for the single most yards in Ole Miss football history, set the record, and now he's going to the NFL draft as Ohio State Buckeye because college football is weird now. But this he looks a lot – Mike Jones looks a lot like Quinshon in that way, and also because of the Pike Road connection. If Ole Miss is handing out offers to a running back and love him, and it don't matter – I don't care. I don't care if they're a three-star coordinator, three, four-star rivals. Don't care. Ole Miss, when it comes to high school running backs, they know what they're looking for. I was standing by Shekai Mills Knight at practice, and I'm telling you, he's huge. Like he's a
big dude.
He looks like an edge. Like he's built. Yeah. I mean, he's built a lot like Prince Will Umanmielen, who's coming in here to be a starting edge in place of his brother Princely. I mean, there's a lot to like about what Ole Miss knows what it wants, is what I'm saying. And running backs, and this is another great example. Mike Jones from Pike Road, you know, they dip back into there. I would love to see another picture of Lane sitting in the cold by himself in some bleachers in Pike Road. Just so if we're going to run it back, let's run it all the way back, right? Yeah. Let's do the whole thing, except this time let's avoid the transfer drama. You know, let's let's avoid that one. But if they do fall into it, you know, my guy Billy Landis at Riverland Roofing, fewer doing more for almost the NIL space. So, hey, Bill. 662-644-4297. Do not let Mike Jones be Quinshon or follow the same path as Quinshon and end up somewhere else. He looks like he could be a dude, Bill.
Well, I was going to say SMU could send over another running back that was good early in his career.
The problem is that Ole Miss would have to utilize him. I'm not going to let the views go down.
Okay, all right. No. All right, but this is funny. All right, we're not going to go down the Ulysses Bentley track, but we do have a lot of reactions from recruits. We'll close out the recruiting section with this because I think it's hilarious. Mykel Stephen is one of the top 2027 running backs in the entire country. He's in Madison, Mississippi, Madison Central. And he's a really great kid. He's was at Ole Miss this weekend, visits Georgia this coming weekend. I'll throw up his profile for those watching live on YouTube. But he said to me, and if he's watching, I mean, awesome. But he said to me, I just love the way they use their running backs like Ulysses Bentley. And I just couldn't, I was interviewing him and, you know, very straight face, you know, keep my composure.
You're a professional, Bill.
And professional, you know, no being like, well, really? You like, you know, running backs? No, I'm just. But I thought that was
the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. But Lane was right; he was a step slow. I mean, look at what he did
at the
NFL Combine. But that was never a debate. The debate was you have nothing but bad options. Use the best of your bad options. Exactly. Ole Miss is stocking up the cupboard with a wealth of good options. And I think what is one of the major takeaways here is they've learned their lesson about skipping high school running back recruiting.
Yeah.
Yep. This offense is too. The running back is too important to this run heavy variation of the spread air raid that they cannot. They always need to have depth of options at running back, and it starts with the high school piece. So if we've learned anything over the course of the last year and how everything fell, it's every single level to running back recruiting matters. It matters, yes, not to overspend in the portal because it is a non-premium position. But you can't leave yourself wanting because, well, we missed that guy. Don't really love this guy. No, you got to throw
so bigger many running backs out there.
Yeah,
and from the high school ranks, and like I was at, and I had a good discussion with this about this with somebody recently, collective, and then a coach. You got to take two. Mm-hmm. Just take two. Try to get a highly rated one. Like, I mean, Jermichael Jones isn't necessarily highly rated, but great offer list, all those things, and a competitive recruitment. So he's going to get a little rev share, like, mm-hmm. or, you know, whenever they work through all that. And then you could go for Demarius Yates as well. He's big time running back in Mississippi this cycle. But at minimum, you need to take two. And if you find the sleeper who's committed to like Wake Forest or, you know, insert like maybe even Georgia Southern's got a good, you know, running back commitment, like just go down the ranks of high school running backs averaging like 9 yards a carry. And pick the one that's easiest to flip that doesn't cost you much. And who knows, if you strike gold, then you're saving yourself so much in the portal, even when it comes to retaining, when you can just re-up that player and say, I believed in you. We believed in you. We gave you a little bit of rev share. Now here's your sweet NIL deal. So they're looking for a franchise.
It sounds great in theory. They'd try to do that with Quinshon. But
exactly.
Here's my whole thing. They can't be caught left wanting at running back anymore, and they've learned that lesson. They just can't, because they're thinking from the get-go, letting Quinshon walk, it made sense. It did. Because
too much money,
Too much money. The negotiating process with him and his representation was never in a good faith way that Ole Miss thought, you know, it was done when they left the table. There's so much that played into that, right? But that's going to happen in the new age, right? Yep. If Mike Jones comes in, and he gets a little piece, but then he blows up like Quinshon did, that you're going to have the exact same kind of conversations, but now you've kind of learned how to deal with them a little bit better, I would assume. Or at least if it does get to the place where you make the right decision, like, hey, man, we've got all these other holes to fill. We're not just a running back away. You know, they had to get Walter Nolan, Princely Umon Mielen, Trey Amos. There were higher priorities. And this year, they're not just a running back away from winning 10 games again. So, of course, the Ahmad Hardy, the transfer running back from ULM, comes in, ends up at Missouri. Number's too big. Hey, man, we can't be paying $200,000 to a running back that when we've got a whole defensive line and secondary to replace. So the thinking was always there, but the execution was lacking. And I think the part where it was really lacking was in the high school ranks, making sure, even though you don't, I mean, in this day and age, you really only have kids for a year anyway. You're re-recruiting them. So get somebody in here that you do at Hardy about and say, man, I do like something about his game. You can never not have that high school piece, upside piece, because at the end of the day, no matter who gets into the portal, there's a reason why they got into the portal. Something didn't work out in some way, and or they're wanting to step up and make their money. It's not a easy process. It's not a obvious process. It takes hard evaluations. Ole Miss missed on the last of a hard evaluation of a running back. It did. Made a hard decision, missed. That's okay. They happen. You've still won 10 games in 3 out of the last 4 years. Now, to ensure that you continue that, get back to what really worked for you from the get-go, and that's bringing in a decorated transfer and a running back you think has amazing lottery ticket upsides.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So, great ad. And also, before we switch back to basketball, because that's what we really sat down to talk about, Central Arkansas cornerback T.D. Williams entered the portal today. He's one, if you're an Ole Miss fan, you need to pay attention to. Mississippi native, 3-year starter at Central Arkansas, 5 interceptions for his career, 27 pass breakups. Ole Miss will be involved there. As far as North basketball, the portal has opened. It was funny watching John Calipari be asked about the portal after his second win. One of the best coaching jobs for Cal ever. I got to put my hat to the guy. He's crushed it. Had no idea that the portal was opening on Monday. Ole Miss has already reached out to a number of targets. The latest is North Dakota transfer guard, Trayson Eaglestaff. He's heard from Ole Miss, Kentucky, Michigan, St. John's. There are a lot of guys they're in on, and I put a lot of it on the board on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, to feed them on 3. Actually, last night, posted about an Ole Miss portal target to follow that was the brother of Dre Davis, one Tay Davis, 15 points, 5.3 rebounds, 1.8 assists for Notre Dame this year, formerly of Seton Hall. That is one to watch. I can't be more obvious about it. Now, it's going to be a hard get, because he did the thing at Notre Dame. He's going to be one of the most coveted players in the portal. Good player. But Ole Miss already in contact, already reaching out. Other targets we've already reported on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of Ole 3. Iowa transfer forward Cooper Koch, a former 4-star recruit. South Dakota transfer Chase Forte. And I wrote over a week ago about Adante Holloman, the transfer from Georgia Southern, who Ole Miss was connected to the last portal cycle. So there are some names for you. Portal open today. Football recruiting got you a commitment, got Tristan Keys on campus. Baseball gets the big sweep to get back in the fight. And Ole Miss basketball, for the first time in history, both the men and women are in the Sweet 16. Again, I remember celebrating, because it's all you could celebrate, Aaron Sanders hitting a 3 to beat Glenn Big Baby Davis and LSU on an assist from Brian Smith, right? Now, you don't have to dream no more if you're an Ole Miss fan. You're in the Final 16 fight.
Crazy.
And the way they're playing right now, Bill, are you really wanting to bet against them? Mm-mm. Tim Doyle done learned his lesson. Mr. 12K followers that wanted to open his mouth now got to eat some crow. He learned his lesson. You know what I mean? When Ole Miss plays to its ability, he can play with anybody. It has the most decorated, accomplished postseason resume in Ole Miss athletics history. Not just basketball. And you think it sounds hyperbolic, but it's not. Colorado State in the tournament making noise. BYU in the Sweet 16 in the tournament making noise. Ole Miss beat these teams. Louisville. The SEC has a record 7 in the Sweet 16. All of those anti-SEC people who were crowing all weekend about, you know, a state gets bounced and this team gets bounced. I don't hear y'all saying nothing about 7 of 16 being from the SEC, right? Y'all really wanted that narrative to work, but it didn't. You are now here with egg on your face because the SEC has been as good as advertised. And Ole Miss is, I mean, it's not just Florida. It's not just Tennessee. It's not just Auburn. Ole Miss took a 3 seed and put belt to rear end. Opening jump. Defense travels. Their defense has been there for the first 2 games and first opening weekend. But they've been shooting efficient shooting percentages. They've been playing a brand of offense that you haven't seen all that much over the last month, especially from 3.
They were rolling offensively. I mean, that was impressive.
And you've gotten, you know, it's been a kind of like Jekyll and Hyde year for Malik Dia in a lot of ways.
Yep.
But when he's himself, when he's playing his best, and they've got him for this period, this phase of the season, the most important phase, they've got apparently, at least so far it looks like, the best version of Malik Dia.
Yep.
And that is an NBA player that they're desperately wanting to keep, you know, to return for next year. But, you know, I hope he keeps doing this right here. Because at that point, Ole Miss is going to be doing some things we all said was fairy tale, Cinderella, you know, pie in the sky dreaming, right? They'll be in the Final 4. They'll be in the Elite 8 if Malik Dia keeps playing like this. Because, again, Iowa State was a 3 seed, higher seed. North Carolina, Ole Miss was the only 6 seed of the 6-11 matchups that was not favored to win their matchup. The disrespect, as they've been talking about, Matt Morrell talked about it last night, Chris Beards talked about it, it's real. Yeah. I'm not one for bulletin board material, but like, why is Ole Miss not getting the credit it absolutely deserves for the year up until this point it is accomplished? It's insanity. It's like we've lost the plot. We are at a point societally where we can't be shocked at all anymore, Bill. You know, or we can't be impressed anymore. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's neat. No. Ole Miss and what it has done this year in basketball is completely unheard of. And not only did they get it done and match the single greatest accomplishment in school history, they did it in year two of Chris Beard, and he's staying, right? That we don't need to discount what the new normal is, as Coach Yo said, an everything school. Ole Miss, yep, for the long was not an everything school. It wasn't. It was football at time. You know, football is when it's good, it's really good. Baseball never win in the postseason, and then basketball is the third sport. And you have been completely spoiled, Ole Miss fan, for what it is now. Do not let this moment pass you by. If you can get to Atlanta, get to Atlanta. I'm trying to figure out how I'm getting to Atlanta. I can drive there. The problem is, you know, staying, and we got other – like, I worked more last weekend not in Milwaukee than if I'd have been in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you would have been meeting people and –
Good grief. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, man, I don't know if I can go to Atlanta because of how much work we got to do back at home. It's just me and Bill. You know, Jake's living it up in Milwaukee. Jake's about to go live it up at ATL. He better get him some hot chicken. You know, like, this is crazy, right? But if I can, I want to see it. I want to see Ole Miss fans. I want to be in the moment. I want Ole Miss fans to be in the moment and celebrate it and take a minute again on this Monday, March 24th, 2025. Mark this day down in history. The day that you got to go. Everything I always wanted to see from Ole Miss across the board, it's now there for you. Again, the Ole Miss senior this year, I don't ever want to hear one bit of complaining from you for the rest of your sports life, because I would have given a left nut for like a third of that when I was in middle school. You know what I mean? So this is an incredible day. Incredible day. Incredible time to jump on Talk of Champions and just smiling ear to ear in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Because I'm so happy for Ole Miss fans, and I'm so happy for the spirit and to see our community last night.
Oh, it was great.
It was the best it's been since we've been it on 3 and 5 years. They're just excited. And it wasn't because Ole Miss got into the college football playoff in football. It's because Ole Miss basketball went to the Sweet 16. It just did the thing. It's just an incredible time. Let's not take for granted or lose sight of the fact of how historic it is. Thank you. Thank you, Chris Beard. Thank you for doing the thing that I honestly thought I was going to die before I saw. Seriously. It's like, man, I didn't think the Sweet 16 was this tough. You know, I didn't think, like, 115 years of existence, one trip. Yeah. I didn't think it was this tough. I look around and everybody else is like, you know, State's got a Final Four appearance, for goodness sake. They've been to Atlanta. Ole Miss had created these barriers that you wanted to go, why is it so hard for Ole Miss and no one else, right? Yeah. And Chris Beard made it look like it wasn't that hard. I mean, they beat the brakes off of Iowa State, and now here they are going to the Sweet 16 in Atlanta. And I'm going to be honest with you, I love the matchup with Michigan State. Not going to lie. I think Ole Miss can get Michigan State. I love Tom Izzo. I appreciate the respect he showed Ole Miss. He gave Chris Beard his flowers and talked about how great he was and how they matched up before. It's going to be a great showdown, but – man, are we looking at an Elite Eight here? I mean, I said before the bracket, you know, got going once it was unveiled.
I like the draw, Bill.
Love it, and still digging the draw. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself here. Where's the Final Four? Indianapolis?
No, San Antonio. I was just telling. Right. Michelle and I were watching the game last night, and I leaned over. I go, Final Fours in San Antonio, like, even if hotel rooms are insane, I'm driving down that Saturday and driving back after, and then do it again on Monday if that's what it takes, because it's not too far from here.
No, you have to go. Like, that's why Atlanta's 4 hours for me. I'm going to get to Atlanta. Yeah. But again, we got football practice and basketball, baseball. Jake just gets to write his couple of stories from Milwaukee and then move on with his wonderful vacationing time while you and I are sitting here grinding. You know what I mean? I'm in the Riverland Roofing Studios. My appreciation to Billy Landis and them, but like, dude, We got to get to Atlanta. You know, we got to get to Atlanta. Well, I do. You've got to get to San Antonio. If they make it to the Final Four, Elite Eight, Bill, you have no excuse if to not go to the Final Four.
100%. I mean, and it's my birthday weekend.
There all the stars are aligning.
Yep.
Are we sure there's not something, you know, at work here, something above our understanding that is at work here, Bill?
Could be. Could be. I don't want to jinx it, though. I don't want to be responsible for that.
There are no such things as jinxes. Knock the dang door down, and that's what Ole Miss just did against Iowa State. There are no jinxes. We're done with the We Are Ole Miss crap, Bill. We're done with it. I'm done with talking about 4th and 25. I'm done talking about you know, Bryce Drew making me cry when I was 10. Keith Carter guarding the baseline. Still, this day doesn't make any sense.
I forgot, you know, since it's not football season, I got to channel my inner Gary Gaines. You know, there ain't no curses.
Ain't no curses. Laquon Treadwell's injury against Auburn. Those days, I'm done with it. I'm done talking about these things because Ole Miss is in the fight in every sport every single year.
Yep.
100%. Awesome. And the recruiting piece. Like, that was the funny thing is we had to talk about Tristan Keys right when we jumped on and a commitment. Usually that would be like, all right, for the next 2 weeks, we're covered because we got two developments in recruiting while the teams on the field suck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, just great stuff. And look, all the more reason why you got to jump on the Ole Miss franchise and just totally just buy into what's going on right now. And you can also have a conversation with our friend Andy Ludicky about buying into a franchise. And this is a perfect time for you to have that conversation because if you do decide that franchise ownership is the move for you, Andy will donate money to the Ole Miss Collective. So he'll help support the collective of your choosing at Ole Miss if you do end up going through with franchise ownership, which is a cool opportunity to leave a legacy for your family, to diversify the way you make money, or just create a cool, fun side hustle. I was talking with one of my friends the other day. He goes, I just am tired of the real estate market. He's been doing it now over a decade, and he said, I am just going to go into the franchise route. Well, hooked him up with Andy Ludicky. They're talking 404-973-9901. Or email him, andy@myperfectfranchise.net, and he'll walk you through it. His services are free on that front, so it's a good chance for you to just explore the option, talk about it, make a cool connection. He's a big college sports guy, and chat with him about it. I believe his wife went to Ole Miss, too. So
you need to tell Andy that I've been trying to get an Obie's to come to New Albany for a while. My guy David over there at Oxford, I've known him, you know, since I was a kid. He broke in under my dad doing McAllister's Delis. I'm trying to get an Obie's franchise over here, so if Andy wants to help me out. Also, again, status jet.
Yep.
Status jet. Yep. Guys, Atlanta's not hard. I can handle Atlanta. But if I need to go flying for a Final Four in San Antonio with Bill,
this is
please give me the Global 5000, you know, the Falcon 2000. I'll take the copper. I don't know. The helicopter's a little different, you know.
They still freak me out now.
Yeah, I got Kobe PTSD. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But yes, Status Jet, another proud sponsor of what we do here on Talk of Champions. And what a time. If you want to get a group up and you want to include your favorite Ginger Shrek, holler at Ben and we'll make content out of it. Cause I'm telling you, San Antonio, I've never been to San Antonio, man. And now that you tell me that's where it is and not Indianapolis, I even more want to go.
Yeah. River.
We're not going to put the cart before the horse. We're not going to do that. Ole Miss is in the Sweet 16. Yep. In Atlanta this weekend. We Are Ole Miss means something different now. It can be used in a positive way. Yep. We Are Ole Miss rather than, oh God, We Are Ole Miss. Here we go again. You know, like we lost the number one recruit in Mississippi to Alabama. Well, we're not going to be good in football for the next 3 years. Those days are done. Ole Miss is in the Sweet 16 in both men's and women's. Football has won 10 in the last 4 years, three of the last 4 years. We Are Ole Miss means something different now. So put that on the side of your jet, Status Jet. Load me up in the baggage claim. You know what I mean? And let's roll out. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to San Antonio. No, 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 Ben. I'm doing it again. I'm getting ahead of myself. Slow down. Sweet 16 this weekend in Atlanta. Man, I'm too jacked this morning, Billy.
Well, look, we're going to be live again later this week. We're going to do
– tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to do a recruiting pod. You've got a special guest lined up, hopefully. So we'll have a lot of that breaking down the Ole Miss Rebels in the Sweet 16, both the men's and the women's. Just awesome, awesome weekend.
spring football back in action tomorrow, and I'll be out there. I'll be out there doing the thing. Maybe Bill and I will go live from spring football practice. Maybe
I love that. I love that.
I'll be sitting on the field with my computer going, "Hey, Bill," you know.
Lane will love that.
The best.
Love that. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, what a great episode this morning. Thanks to all of you guys who have been tuning in. We can see the viewers are going up, so we appreciate you guys jumping on with us to kick off your mornings. We love the 9 a.m. slot, so let us know what you think about the show in the comments. As Angela chimed in, and of course, Jerry Moore chimed in as well, but Angela did ask if Sonny P has any more five-star cousins, so hopefully for Ole Miss, they keep that connection.
I'm referring to him as Sonny P, man, because
I just love it. That's such a great name, great nickname. Such a great nickname. Oh, so print the shirts.
Print the shirts like the old Sonny D thing. That used to get me like through middle school and elementary school. Yeah. Sonny D, bro.
You're just eyeing the other person over there like, man, can't believe you got a Sonny D.
That was like the drink of drinks. You know what I mean? Until you realize that chocolate milk is the goat drink of all time.
Yeah, and chocolate milk is pretty elite.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. We're starting on Jack.
There's only one cereal to eat. It's Cocoa Pebbles. And why, Bill? Because it turns your milk chocolate. You're welcome.
Just cutting corners and saving money. All right. Don't save money on your tickets to Atlanta or the Final Four. Just spend and enjoy it. But you can get on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com for just $1 for your first week. So a great time to do it. Practice report coming tomorrow as Ole Miss is back on the practice field. Tons of takeaways on recruiting coming on the side.
Yeah, I got a basketball recruiting story coming today. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. Join us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. $1. I have been doing this, working at the Spirit since 2008. When I got hired by Chuck, he said $1,200 a month, one story a day. We've come a long way, baby. All right. And when I tell you, I have never been more excited about where we're going at the Ole Miss Spirit than I am right here today. I am not bullcrapping. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of it has to do with all these people that support us, RiverlandRoofing.com, Riverland Roofing and Billy Landis. Man, they've just been amazing. Bill, love having him on. He's been great to have doing this live. There's so much we've got planned and going. So if there's ever been a time, if you've ever been on the fence thinking, I don't know, it's a community, an online community, but you're probably thinking, I want to celebrate this tonight. I'm sitting at home in Ripley, Mississippi. I have nothing to do. I'm not young. I can't go to the bar. Come and hang with us at the Ole Miss Spirit because we were blowing and going. We were fired up. We were talking about all these things. Come join us. And we'd love to have you. And I'm telling you, big, 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 big things ahead. So the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Thanks again to Riverland Roofing.
Yep. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next time on another live edition of Talk of Champions. Have a good week, everyone.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.